Talk Live. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves here, and with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Marcus,
and Mark.
And, of course, you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. You can actually control the content of the website by submitting news items or blog posts or YouTube videos or whatever it is you find online that you think our listeners would appreciate, find interesting, and be willing to vote up, because there's voting going on over at freetalklive.com. Stuff you like, you may vote up. The stuff you dislike, you could vote down should you decide to do so. You can do that for free. And based on your votes, we'll kind of figure out what you, the listeners, think is important and maybe talk about it. Of course, the best way to get your thoughts on the air is to call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. We got news about Edward Snowden in Russia, news about Detroit continuing to crumble, and all kinds of news. But this isn't a news show, so maybe we'll never even get to that stuff tonight, because you can call in and you can bring up whatever you like. And usually before the show, we kind of compare notes and see who's brought what to the table to discuss. And there was one story that was a standout because both of you guys, Marcus and Mark, had the same story about a stripper.
Yep, it had a stripper in it. She's not the most important feature.
No, she's not, but it's actually an interesting story because it starts off with a happy ending, sort of.
Oh, tell me about it.
But it's really it's somewhat of a happy ending, but it's ultimately not a full happy ending because
it's tough to get those out of strippers, from what I hear.
And the government, it's even harder to get them out of the government.
Oh yeah,
yeah. But the story is that a judge orders $1 million returned to Exotic Dancer.
That's pretty good. Now, why did she have $1 million? I mean, that's a pretty significant amount of money.
Yeah, it is. I guess I could.
That's a lot of tips.
Yeah, I guess I could read the story here. It's on gma.yahoo.com, and it's by Geetika Rudra. I'm sure I got that wrong. Hmm. Federal judge has ruled that Nebraska cops must return over $1 million confiscated at a traffic stop from a woman who saved the money, $1 at a time, during her 15-year career as an exotic dancer.
Wow.
Sounds possible to
good
me.
Good for her.
Yes.
That's incredible.
Yeah, the money belongs to Tara Mishra, 33, of Rancho
Cucamonga.
Thank you. California. Who began putting aside her earnings when she started dancing at the age of 18, according to an opinion U.S. district
judge.
So
two things I don't believe already.
Yes.
That she started at 18 and that her name's Tara.
Maybe that's her real name and her dancer name was, Ginger Fingers or something like that. I don't know. But U.S. District Judge Joseph Battalion wrote, so the money was meant to start her business and get her out of the stripping business. Now, this is really interesting to me.
And she just had it in her car? Where was she going?
Well, somebody did, actually. But it's interesting that this is the story you always hear about strippers, right? Like, oh, I'm going to be a stripper just because I want to do something else. I'm going to save my money. This is the story that you
in
hear
in college,
a lot, right?
Yeah.
It's true in some instances.
And in some instances.
In most instances, it's probably a girl trying to get high, but, you know.
Right. So
different stories.
Here is somebody that actually did it and saved $1 million.
That's amazing.
It's impressive.
I knew one that, when I was younger, I knew one that was actually going to college and stripping, but I don't know what her savings habits were.
Yeah, I mean, I've spoken to quite a few, and it seems
like...
You
used to work at a strip club?
Yeah, I used to DJ at a go-go bar.
Is that when you had long hair?
Yeah, I did have long hair back then, and that was, I'm guessing that the vast majority of the girls that work there did not save $1 million.
Yeah.
Or anything close to it.
That's not the impression I've gotten either.
Yes, right. It's hard to save money if you're putting it up your nose.
Well,
or in your arm.
And the, you know, sort of...
I don't mean to paint all strippers as drug addicts. That's not fair.
But peer groups are powerful, right? Like, so if you go to work at one of these places, and that's what some larger percentage of, you know, even if that large percentage is 40%, if that's some percentage of the, you know, the working population at that place is doing that, it's hard not to, at the very least, get caught up in blowing your money.
I knew a girl that worked at... This is a different girl, not the one that was going to college, but a different girl who I... originally had gone to high school with that was working at one of the clubs in downtown Sarasota. And I heard that the owners were paying some of their girls in heroin.
Wow.
I mean,
that's crazy.
You know, I wasn't there to see it myself, but I'm going to take her word for it.
You know, it's believable. I mean, these kinds of places are pretty shady.
Lots of times they're fronts for drugs. Lots of times.
I think there are a lot of very shady stuff going on. When I worked at the bar that I worked with, I never showed an ID once. Everything was...
To get the job? You never showed... What do you mean you never
showed?
Yeah,
right. To get the job. I mean, it was all cash, and there was no... You know, I could have been whoever. It didn't matter.
Sweet.
You know, I was just playing music up in the booth.
But you talk between sets, right?
Oh, sure.
What kind of things would you say?
Well,
candy.
Yeah, I actually had the job of not just playing the music, but like making sure the dancers were on stage in time.
Mm.
And
so you're like a wrangler.
I had to try and keep them on stage, which was very annoying because they would get down off stage before their time was up, and then I'd be like, you know, Ginger, please get back on the stage, you know, or whatever I would say. And a lot of them were from other countries, and so their first language was something else. A lot of Brazilian girls who spoke Portuguese. So I learned a little bit of Portuguese, so I could, and they would just look at me like they didn't know what I was saying.
This is in Jersey.
This is down in New Jersey. So you know, it was a job.
How long were you there?
I did it for a little while, then I left, and then I went back for a little while. All told, it was probably around a year total.
Okay.
You know, it was
that about you've had about enough of that career?
Oh yeah, I had enough of it pretty quickly. You know,
yeah.
But it was something that was sort of easy to do, and you know,
how was the money?
It wasn't very good because it was a little dive bar.
Yeah.
It was really close to my house and. You know, I was working freelance at the time, so I didn't have, like, a regular job at the time. Now I work 40 hours a week, but back then I didn't. So this was just another thing to, like, pick up a few bucks.
We can get back to this girl with $1 million in a moment, but, it's you know, I've known another guy who's working in a similar job in the past. It's just one of those jobs where interesting things happen, and you meet really unique people with interesting stories.
I thought it was it sounded very interesting to me, and I seek out interesting things in life in general. When I was in college, I transported psychiatric patients for 3 years because I was like, oh, that sounds like a great job. And I enjoyed that, and I learned a lot. But there was a lot of very depressing people at the bar because it was a local kind of
workers
bar.
Or like the attendees?
The attendees,
customers.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I mean the regulars.
Most of those guys aren't going to be winners, right? Yeah, there was some people that were not very you know, pleasant to be around.
Sure.
So it was definitely very interesting, and I didn't want to go back when I was done.
Did you ever date any of the girls?
I dated the one of the bartenders there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she actually was pretty good with her money. She, you know, had her own place and everything, but she wasn't a dancer. She was a bartender. So, yeah,
good stories.
It was interesting.
All right, so this lady.
What's the weirdest thing that happened?
I don't.
That's a tough question.
Yeah, I don't recall what the weirdest thing that happened, but I mean, there was one time when a girl OD'd in the back,
no.
Like she was back in the dressing room and she OD'd, and they had to call the ambulance. And this was a problem for the bar owner because anytime you call the cops or the ambulance, his insurance would go up. So he didn't want the cops or the ambulance to ever be called. But I mean, if somebody's ODing, I mean, what are you going to do? You got to, you got to call the cops or the ambulance.
You take her
in a car
to the Denny's next door and drop her off.
Well, you could put her in a car and take her to the hospital. I guess that would be a way around it.
That could.
Anyway, so this girl saved. Over 15 years, $1 million in cash.
Yeah.
Put it in her car, drove somewhere.
Well, it wasn't in her car, actually. So here's the story. The state troopers confiscated the money in March 2012 when they pulled over Rajesh and Marina Derry of Mottville, New Jersey, for speeding in Nebraska, according to the court documents. The Derrys are friends of Mishra and had been given the cash so they could buy a nightclub in New Jersey. Mishra would own half of the business, and the Derrys would own the other half. So she was going in partners with some people to buy a nightclub.
Wow. She really must trust these people to give $1 million.
Can you imagine?
More coming up here. 855-453. We'll give you more on the story, and your thoughts are certainly welcome. It's Free Talk Live.
Look, you're the new kid, and manufacturing is serious stuff. You got hydraulics, mechanical, electrical, gears, motors, lubricants. a lot of moving parts. My job is to keep it all happy. Your job is to keep me happy. What is the key to my, and thus your happiness? Don't answer that, kid. Answer is Grainger. They got everything you need to keep this place humming. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Musicians, they stop hyperventilation, protect school books. You carry your lunch in them. Yeah, brown bags are good. At Guitar Center, brown bags are great. Now through Monday, it's Guitar Center's brown bag accessory sale. 10% off all the accessories you can cram into one of our special brown bags. From sticks to strings, heads to headphones, software to handheld recorders. If it fits in the bag, it's 10% off. Now through Monday, the more you bag, the more you save. During Guitar Center's brown bag accessory sale.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated and most proteins you consume are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you would like toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and the features include archives, so you can click and download as many episodes as you'd like. We've been doing the show for a long time, and many of those years are completely free right there at freetalklive.com, so do enjoy that. And each archive has the SoundCloud player built into the page, which means it's easy to play back the audio right from our website, download the file, put it on whatever device you prefer, or you can hit the share button as well and share our whatever your favorite episodes are with your friends on Facebook Google Plus, Twitter, all those places. So go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the archives for free.
A few months ago, I started taking a weight loss product called Axia 30. I had gotten dangerously close to 200 pounds, and I know, you know, there's certainly some people that are overweight that wish they could get to 200 pounds, but for me, I'd lost control of my weight. I didn't know how to make it stop. I didn't want to change my lifestyle. You know, I've got work to do. I don't have time to be, you know, going to the gym all the time. I certainly didn't want to change how I ate. And so taking this product, Axia 30, has really been helpful to me. I've lost 7 pounds on Axia 30. I'm very pleased. I'm going in the right direction. And I think it'll work for you. But if it doesn't work for you, that's fine, because they've got a full 3-month money-back guarantee. If you don't lose weight, you get your money back. That's the great thing about Axia 30. Also, it doesn't have any stimulants in it. It provides, it's got antioxidants in it that provide countless health and anti-aging benefits. Chamonix, the company that makes Axia 30, is known for its all-natural ingredients. All you have to do is give them a call at 800-543-6613. It's 800-543-6613. Call now. Get a free month of Axia 30, absolutely free with your order. You have nothing to lose. 800-543-6613.
All right, so 855-450-FREE. If you've got comments, maybe you've worked in a strip club and you want to share one of your experiences, because inevitably, if you've worked in a strip club for any amount of time, you probably have some interesting stories to tell. Again, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Plus, we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. And the media has failed on this. We've been talking about this $1 million that a stripper, Tara Mishra, has received back, or is to receive back.
She's to receive it back, yeah.
From the police, who stole it from her friends that she was going to go into business with after having saved said $1 million in 15 years of being a stripper. And the media has not found any pictures of her. At least I can't find any pictures of this stripper.
That's,
I mean,
really pathetic.
When the media fails, Ian fails at seeing the picture of the stripper.
You look for her name, you can't find it. I mean, you would think that for a stripper, a story about a stripper, the media would have pulled an actual picture of her from court or something like that. But
yeah, you know, my guess is likely she always danced under a different name, mm-hmm. as most of them do. And I guess nobody took the time to find the actual picture of it.
Maybe nobody knew about this case until after it had been settled. Maybe, you know, maybe the news like wasn't even covering this before the verdict came down, and then somehow, because you never know how news is going to propagate. Like with the Robin Hooding here in Keene, we didn't know that was going to blow up into an international story, but it did. And maybe this didn't blow up until the settlement came in, or until the decision came down from the judge. Then it was news, but then it was only a headline, and all they could do is just pull stock photos of cash,
sure.
and use that.
It may even be the case that she absolutely does not want to be seen, and she may not have any kind of public profile on Facebook or anything like that, because if you think about it, if you're a dancer and you're using a different name, you're using that to protect your own identity.
That's right, from creepy guys.
Creepy guys, right. So the last thing she wants is all those creepy guys who like her to actually see her with her real name.
Yeah,
you know?
That's
a
great point.
So likely she doesn't have a Facebook page with her real name on it or anything like that.
In which case she lucked out, because, you know, the media wasn't at the sentencing to take her picture.
Right.
Anyway, she's getting this $1 million back, supposedly, after the police pulled over a couple of friends. You were telling us kind of the rest of the story.
Yeah, so Mishra had actually packaged the money in $10,000 bundles, tied with hair bands, and placed in plastic bags. And it was stashed in the trunk of Derry's rented car, with the Derry's were driving to Chicago. When they pulled over...
They're going to buy a club.
Yeah,
apparently.
Right. But, I mean, it's just so ridiculous, right? Like, here's these $10,000 bundles with hair bands, plastic bags. It's in the trunk of the car. I mean, I guess that's where it would be, the trunk of the car. But it just it does sound suspicious, right? But
oh, yeah, it looks suspicious as heck. But I guess how do you carry money if you're going to buy a bar with cash?
And why is it supposed to, why is it that people who see cash immediately get suspicious? I mean,
well, here's one of the most important parts of the story is this next sentence. When they were pulled over for speeding, a state trooper asked the dairies if he could search their
vehicle.
You've
got to be kidding me.
Which they allowed.
Well, they don't know what he... God. Well, look, these people are from a foreign country. I mean, let's be... What's their names?
It didn't say they didn't speak English or anything like that. It just they have foreign sounding names.
Well, right. Rajesh and Marina Derry. So
Derry? A lot of these people come from
D H E R I. I'm not sure what that is.
It's not Derry.
Right.
That's no excuse, Mark. I mean, just because you come from somewhere that's not the U.S. doesn't mean you should not
know. A lot
know
of these countries, law enforcement is a for-profit business, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't know what to do in these circumstances. You could end up dead in a ditch. It's not the same thing when a police officer asks somebody who grew up in a country with a despotic regime if they can search their car as it is as an American, if they ask an American who grew up here.
Certainly
and
true.
And frankly, it's not the same, even if you're, I mean, from different parts of the country.
Well, I have no expectation that Americans know to say no to searches either. So, I mean, people just in general don't know that they can say no to searches in the U.S. You know,
I think that's absolutely the case. I think not only do they not know that they can say no, I think it's very intimidating when a police officer is saying that you feel compelled. I think most people feel compelled to just say yes, almost as if they're not really answering yes, search, but just, okay, I'll get out of my car because you're going to search it anyway.
Right, and they also have a confusing way sometimes of asking to search. They'll phrase it in a way that will make it so if you say no that you're actually consenting, they'll say something like, "I'm going to have to ask you to search the car now," or something like that, and it'll make it sound very urgent. Oh, I have to ask,
right?
As though
I'm
going
to have to ask
yes.
you to if I can search the car now, or
right.
Yep. Right. So the state trooper found the money, and after suspecting it was drug money, took the dairies into custody, according to the judge's opinion. But police did not find any evidence of drug activity in the car, and a canine analysis found only trace elements of illegal drugs on the cash, according to Batalin.
Rumor has it you'll find on any cash that you analyze for drug traces.
Yeah.
There's just so much cocaine or whatever. It's just lots of cash has gone through so many people's hands and...
I think that sounds reasonable, and especially if she's got this cash came right from a strip club, you know.
it's even more likely.
Yeah, it's probably even more likely to have some drugs on
it. Boy, thank goodness they didn't, you know, have a quarter pound of marijuana in the car or something like that.
Oh, that'd have been it. The $1 million is gone. Yeah. They'd had a joint.
Yeah, 855, 450 free. I mean, I'm just amazed that the judge didn't come up with some reason to keep the money. Like, that this lady is seeing this money or plans to see this money again is just incredible to me. This is an amazing story. 855, 453, that's the toll-free number. Other news, including what's going on with Detroit's bankruptcy, Edward Snowden maybe leaving the Russian airport. Your calls as well are welcome. Take control. Free Talk Live.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Flex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system awaits with a bunch of listeners who are there, and you can talk to them online. It's our forum, and it's free. You can go to bbs.freetalklive.com. That is bbs.freetalklive.com. And bitcoins are something that I think most all of us are a pretty big fan of here. Marcus, do you have any bitcoins?
Yeah, I love bitcoin. I actually sent a bitcoin tip today.
Fantastic. Now, how did you send that tip?
Well, I have an app on my phone from blockchain.info.
Perfect.
And
me too.
Yeah, and so I actually sent a tip to Peace News Now.
Awesome,
so,
Derek J.
Yeah, Derek has a code on his site, and I scanned it right from my phone and sent him a tip.
So Peace News Now, something that our friend Derek J. does, it's a daily podcast. It is a five-minute-long, quick little news break, basically, thing that you can download and put on your favorite MP3 player and or phone or whatever. You can go to peacenewsnow.com to do that. Plus, he does a live show a couple days a week, and I heard that he's going to be taking over for Angel Clark tomorrow on her show as well in the afternoons on LRN.FM. So he is just getting himself out there as much as possible, and I think it's fantastic. And good on you for sending him a little something for his efforts. Because, man, to do radio 7 days a week, that's a big deal.
Yeah, Peace News Now is really cool. And I actually was complimenting Derek just on the look of it, too. He's got a really cool...
It's sharp.
Yeah, he's got a really nice color scheme and consistent
look. What's the
website? It's peacenewsnow.com.
Hmm.
Yeah, and it's very nice. It's a good podcast. It's just 5 minutes, you know, every day. It's good. I like it.
So you used your blockchain.info app on your phone, which is an iPhone?
Yep, I have an iPhone 5.
And so you went to his website.
Did you get that off of the iPhone store, or did you have to go to blockchain.info and get it off of their site for the iPhone?
I got it right out of the app store.
The app store, okay.
Now, My understanding is it's still available in the App Store. I'm not looking at it right now, but that's my understanding. I believe they haven't made any changes because they're worried that, you know, that maybe Apple might delist it. But it's available. I use it. I use it all the time, actually. I've sent, I've received.
So what you did, let me just see if I can recount what you did here without really knowing. PeaceNewsNow.com, they have a QR code on the site?
Yeah, what I did was I just went to PeaceNewsNow.com, and up at the top there's a link that says donate. And so I just clicked on that, and then on the donate page, there was a nice big QR code for Bitcoin.
So you held up your phone to said code and, you know, took a picture of it, basically, scanned that code, and then blockchain.info app easily made it so you could send those Bitcoins.
Yeah, it's really easy. You open the app first, and you scan from the app.
Right.
You tell your app that you want to send, and then it asks you if you want to scan a QR, and you say, yeah, you push the button to scan a QR, hold up the phone, and it scans it right away, and then it confirms it. And what's nice is his QR is a custom QR, so it starts with one piece. So it's really easy to tell when I'm confirming, like, oh, yeah, the one piece and then a whole bunch of numbers and letters. It was really easy to know that that's where it was. And I put in the amount of Bitcoin, and then I hit send.
And blockchain.info, the app's free. So you just go to blockchain.info. You can sign up for an account there.
You could just get it from whatever the App Store is, too, the Google Play or the...
Sure. I don't know. Can you sign up from within the app, or do you have to go to the website to sign up for an account?
I think you can sign up.
I did it straight from the app. I downloaded the app at a New Hampshire Bitcoin meetup in Manchester, and they said, no, you can just download it to your phone, and I did that. I downloaded
it to my
phone.
So you didn't have to go to the website at all to sign up for anything.
No, that's right. I didn't go
to the... So easy. It's so easy. Blockchain.info. Go get your free Bitcoin wallet today as we go to the phones and to the fun. TSA George is on the line in D.C. Hey there.
Hey, I heard you missed me.
Welcome. Yeah, I missed you at Porkfest because, you know, you're a mainstay at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I can't remember, you know, the last several years if you've missed one until this year when it was pretty conspicuous that you weren't there. I mean, there's 1,500 people there, so I don't know everybody and who comes and who goes, but I definitely noticed that TSA George was not present. So good to...
Yeah, well, I've really been to 2006, 2009, 2010, and 2012 right there.
Wow, okay. It's the first time I noticed you weren't there.
Anyway, one of the big reasons why I kind of go this year is because I kind of got pinched at my job for a really stupid reason.
You got what at your job? Pinched?
Pinched. Well, but, you know, but it's, get this. We have this thing called progressive discipline, you know, where you do something, you screw up something, and then you screw up again and get something worse.
It gets worse, okay.
Remember a few years ago when I got a reprimand for missing a quad S on a selectee boarding pass or something like that?
A what?
A quad S.
Bunches of S's.
Yeah, selectee status. Yeah.
Yep.
I didn't know that the airline switched this format and all that. Didn't know it went to computer print. They used to write them out. Anyway, I thought that was all done with. This past February, no, mind you, this is almost 2 years later, right there, my phone was heating up in my pocket. This was at 10:30 at night, and I figured, shut a few apps, so I'll try to address it, because it was getting really, really hot in my pocket. And I don't know why. So anyway, I was on the x-ray. It's 10:30 at night, no one coming through. However, a manager sees that, has me written up, and guess what kind of punishment I get for this completely unrelated? I thought it had to be related, you know, this progressive discipline, I thought it had to be related. It was similar, at least a similar offense. Guess what they did to me?
They docked your pay or fired you?
2 weeks unpaid suspension.
Wow.
That's unpleasant.
Yeah. Over a cell phone.
For a hot pocket.
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah, hot pocket. Yeah.
Now, how often do you see, as a TSA employee, how often do you see coworkers on their cell phones?
Well, it's at night, hardly. You know, I mean, you see it a lot, but, you know, a manager happened to be walking this time around, and I just didn't think it'd be a big deal. It's 10:30 at night.
Does this manager have it out for you, this particular manager?
I didn't think so until then, because I've known her since the beginning, you know, over 10 years and stuff like that.
Bureaucracies aren't always government agencies, but... You know, I mean, because this is a real bureaucratic move. This doesn't have anything to sort of do with efficiency. I mean, if you're standing there while clients are coming through, you know, fiddling on your phone, But yeah, if that's not what's happening, it doesn't really matter. So, you know, I mean, that's, I guess this could happen at a variety of different jobs.
Yeah.
But that explains why he wasn't at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
It does to some extent explain that.
TSA George, good to hear from you, man. Anything else you want to share tonight?
I meant to call in a few months earlier, something like that, when Adam Kokesh was like, "Ooh, how many terrorists have you caught today?" I kind of wanted to address that a bit.
Sure.
The whole TSA thing. If you guys remember Chris Dorner, that guy, that cop killer out in L.A.,
yep.
He killed three people, threatened to kill several other people, and it wasn't too well after that before he was labeled a domestic terrorist. So definition means everything, to a bureaucracy, and that's I guess one reason why we haven't caught a terrorist. Now, I personally have caught on two occasions, hit artful concealment, of weapons, of knives. I once caught a big Rambo knife. I don't know if I called you guys in about it, where it was sewn into the lining of a bag. Hmm. Right there, we ran it through several times. Right there before.
So carry on. It was on a carry on bag.
For example. So, yeah, we caught several, artful concealments right there.
That
so,
doesn't mean they were going to end up using it to hurt anybody, right? True, like, they could have just wanted that for their own self-defense.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard to know. I mean, if I could imagine somebody forgetting a big old knife in a bag, but, mm-hmm. I mean, concealing it on the side seems kind of strange.
Well, you're going to try to get a knife through. If it's your intention,
you get arrested.
Yeah, the hard part there is you really don't know what the intention is of the hidden knife, right? Like, perhaps the person just wanted to travel from point A to point B and bring
and
their knife.
A knife.
Yeah, so, and then they figured, well, I'll just hide it, and then I can bring it.
And maybe it worked before,
right.
Maybe they got through.
But maybe they did mean to hurt some people. It's hard to know, really.
Yeah, I mean, it looked like one of those ones from Crocodile Dundee that Paul Hogan was like, "You call that a knife?"
Hey, if you're going to smuggle a knife, you might as well smuggle a real knife. Thanks for the call, TSA George. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Maybe you are in the inside of a bureaucracy and have a story you want to tell us. You're certainly welcome to do that. Speaking of bureaucracy, Detroit, we got updates on what's happening with the bankruptcy, and also apparently they're spending even more taxpayer money. And Mark's got the story about that as well. You'll be pretty shocked, or maybe you won't be. It's Free Talk Live.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269. That's 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You bring up anything you'd like here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you'd like to help support Free Talk Live, we'd like you to shop with us by going to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links to Amazon, Newegg, other online purchasing options. Whatever you buy through those links, Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. The Amazon links are the best. We get the most out of Amazon. So please, if you've got something to buy online, go to shop.freetalklive.com. Take the time to check our Amazon links there. There's the Amazon link for the UK. There's Canada Amazon. There's also the US Amazon. So you just go into the right Amazon for you. And then if you want to save yourself that extra step in the future, as soon as you arrive at that landing page, so when you go from shop.freetalklive.com and click on the Amazon of your choice, just bookmark that landing page. And then from that point on, you can take the extra step out of the process by not having to go to shop.freetalklive.com. You just go straight to your bookmark, and then it'll always send Free Talk Live a portion of the purchase price as long as you start through those links at shop.freetalklive.com. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. Now, Detroit has been a subject of much discussion on Free Talk Live, and also to some extent California and Illinois, some of the most financially troubled places, governments on across the U.S. And Detroit is leading the way in failure. The other states are able to siphon off money from different areas in order to try to balance things out. You know, they've got money coming in from all over the state, so their crash is coming, but it's going to be a little bit probably longer to come along, at least California and Illinois. And Detroit is just, it's in bad shape. They actually finally filed for bankruptcy recently.
Yeah, Detroit is so bad. I mean, I've seen some stories, which I didn't really read, but recently, you know, lists of like, oh, here's a bunch of houses you can buy in Detroit for under $500,
yeah.
You know. So it's pretty bad, and, you know, and when you can just buy and complete houses for, you know, just a few bucks.
Yeah, because the people that own them can't afford to pay the taxes anymore, and there's just so much on the market because of this huge exodus of people leaving Detroit. I mean, there was something like 2 million people 50 years ago or something like that. There's been a lot of people in Detroit, and now under a million people.
I think you guys even read a story where the electric company came in and removed the light posts at some point in,
yep,
in part
that's
of
right.
Detroit.
And 40% of the remaining light posts are not operational, or excuse me, maybe it's 40% that are operational, but either way, there's a lot of light posts out there that are not operating in Detroit, and that's because they can't pay their power bill. They're behind on owing whatever central power it is that, that provides the services there. So they owe a lot of people a lot of money, and finally, after a bunch of attempts at trying to stave it off, the bankruptcy was filed. I did have a news story recently wherein we had heard that there had been a lawsuit filed to try to stop the bankruptcy. The judge in that case, the district court judge, county circuit court, Judge Rosemary Aquilina, did rule to stay the bankruptcy. So she ruled, now this was several days ago, so we haven't really given you much of an update since then. So first we had heard the bankruptcy was filed, then there's this news that the judge at the district court level stayed that bankruptcy because she said that there was a constitutional violation, because, you know, supposedly these government bureaucrats have a right to their pensions by the Constitution, and so
they were certainly promised it by their employer.
And so she stays that, but then a Michigan judge has overturned that. So there was a court of appeals in Michigan that looked, and they're taking these things fast, right? Usually the courts take their sweet time at getting to a case.
They can figure out how to fit it into their little schedule.
But yeah, when it has to do with the state, then all of a sudden it's much more important. So this other judge, and this story came out literally 2 days ago. So, I mean, all this is developing here over the period of a few days. This Michigan Court of Appeals, according to money.cnn.com, ruled to stay the order by the lower judge. So the first judge put a stay on the bankruptcy. Then the second judge put a stay on the first judge's stay. So therefore, the bankruptcy was back on.
Okay.
Make sense? So, but that's not it. That's not the end of this story. There's an update from yesterday where now a federal judge has gotten involved. So first it was district in Michigan, appeals court in Michigan, now federal judge stepping in here. He did this yesterday. He swept aside lawsuits, this according to CBSNews.com, challenging Detroit's bankruptcy, settling the first major dispute in the scramble to get a leg up just days after the largest filing by a local government in U.S. history. After 2 hours of arguments, U.S. bankruptcy judge Stephen Rhodes made clear he's in charge. He granted Detroit's request to put a permanent freeze on three lawsuits filed in Ingham County, including another judge's extraordinary decision that Governor Rick Snyder trampled the Michigan Constitution and acted illegally in approving the Chapter 9 ruling. The ruling and others had threatened to derail the bankruptcy. The judge in the case said that questions about Detroit's eligibility to turn itself around through bankruptcy are within this court's exclusive jurisdiction. He said nothing in federal law or the U.S. Constitution gives a state court a dual role. It was a victory for Detroit, which had warned that it would be irreparably harmed if it had to deal with lawsuits in state court while trying to restructure $18 billion in debt with thousands of creditors. Widespread litigation can only confuse the parties, confuse the case, and create serious barriers, according to attorney Heather Lennox. She told that to the judge. The creditors will have their day in court, that is, bankruptcy court, she said. It was jammed with lawyers representing creditors, the courtroom, and as well as rank-and-file city employees and retirees eager to know the outcome.
Some I bet wore, they are eager. Yeah.
Some wore T-shirts that said, Detroit versus everybody. Detroit Emergency Manager Kevin Orr, who recommended the bankruptcy, sat in the front row at the hearing, and outside the courthouse, protesters held a banner with a message for Wall Street: cancel Detroit's debt. The banks owe us. I'm not sure what the banks owe them exactly.
Well, I guess the banks, the claim there is that the banks were bailed out by the U.S. taxpayer, and I think that there's some value to that. Some banks were forced to take bailouts by the U.S. government in order to sort of justify the bailouts given to other banks. I think that that bears mentioning. But you have a really sort of interesting tug of war going on in Detroit. You have the public sector unions, where people were promised big old pensions. And these are generally public sector employees get paid more than private sector employees doing the same stuff.
Yep, that's right.
Now, I think that the marketplace can reward people better than public sector work can reward them, but public sector work just tends to have more people. And the market's just more efficient. However, what you've got on the other side is you've got Detroit has asked, you know, for a bunch of loans, floated a bunch of bonds. There's a, you know, or they have creditors. Well, creditors don't loan to organizations that don't pay them back. So Detroit has to decide, do we screw the people that worked this city for a lifetime?
Or do you screw the creditors?
Or do you screw the creditors? Who then will not give us any money when we finally bring this, bring this dog home. And they believe they're going to fix this problem. All the while buying, new stadiums for the Red Wings.
We'll
and
get to that
like
story.
That. But they believe they're going to fix this problem. So they're going to take the creditors and they're going to screw the people who work for them. The little guy always gets screwed by the statists.
I mean,
there's
no way that this is going to work out well, because what's happening is people are leaving and they're going to continue to leave. And yep. So as much as they feel like they're going to fix it, it's the government. They don't know how to cut back. Even if they eliminated all the debt they have now, they're going to continue to incur more debt day one.
Yeah,
right. The next with the very next step. And they don't know how to react to people leaving and to the income dropping for the state.
And think about how this is going to affect both parties. I mean, Mark, I think you did a great job of explaining how they're going to have to choose in this case. Who's going to get what piddly amount of money they're going to have to try to pay off their debts? And I think you're right. It probably is going to be the creditors. But even still, if you're a creditor and you're getting 75 cents on the dollar as opposed to, you know, $1.15, as opposed to making money on the deal, you're getting 75 cents on the dollar, you may think twice still about coming back around. I mean, if you're the loan officer at Bank of America or whoever, you know, HSBC or whoever it is that they deal with, are you really going to want to back the new Detroit? You know, a fresh batch of politicians comes in with fresh promises and, hey, we're in charge now. Everything's going to be peachy keen in Detroit. Are you really going to put forth $1 billion and risk it again?
Well, I think that if Detroit comes, you may not want to be the first bank, right? But if Detroit comes back, then
they're going to need money to come back.
Well,
right?
They'll probably float some bonds, and some people will buy those bonds.
Some poor bastards.
There'll be some really high-interest muni bonds.
Well, the other thing is, what about the people, right? So if they're going to screw their employees real hard, who's going to want to work for the city of Detroit at that point? So either way, they're screwing themselves. They're either going to screw themselves out of creditors, or they're going to screw themselves out of future employees. Because if the word is that Detroit doesn't pay on its promises for pensions, why would any bureaucrat want to work there in the first place when they could go work for any other government bureaucracy and make money and have a pension? At least that's the way they might see it. More coming up here on what's happening in Detroit. Your call's welcome as well. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cooking.
cook pot, all in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply, free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.